are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
This thing is driving me crazy. Hold on, I got to put my password in the computer. Hold on a second. This Outlook, which one is this? Outlook 8, where it's all blue? It's just stuck right now on blue. So let me just right here, Dr. Dahlia Show, get my password in there. Okay, it's still blue. I can't stand this. What is it, Microsoft 8 or Windows 8? Whatever it is, it's completely ruined my whole computer experience. All I'm doing right now is looking at a blue screen with this camera-looking thing. All right, well, you know what? I'll have to figure it out. I hate computers. That's okay. We got a lot to talk about on today's show. Let's talk about why computers stink. I got a laptop going on here, and I got my smartphone, so I'm pretty good. All right, kind of looks like I'm a little ADD with all my computers and my gadgets, but that transitions into a topic that we had to discuss this week. 1 in 5 children have been diagnosed with a mental health disorder, which includes ADHD, depression, anxiety, Tourette syndrome, and there was another one I can't tell you because of the stupid Microsoft Outlook. And so we discussed that in terms of, is that too high? Is that an underestimation? And what's going on in terms of our children, 20% of them being diagnosed with some sort of mental illness? I think autism spectrum disorders was another aspect that the CDC looked at when they came out with this number. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how poop is in most public pools and why you may not want to drink the water. Also, it looks like the porn industry wants to use Google Glasses technology to make films. The Google Glasses, I mean, I'm hoping that's all they want to use the Google Glasses for in porn movies. I would hate to think if they would use them any other way. So what's this big thing with Google Glasses? Then in history news, it looks like Egyptians had sex in the summer. Apparently that was the best time to make babies, and they actually planned for that. I don't know if we really want the image of ancient Egyptians having sex along the Nile in the hot summer, but it's a cool topic nonetheless. And then math skills being improved by electric shock therapy. Many of us don't know why our kids can't figure out the square root of 4 if their life depended on it. Maybe all we need to do is some zap them with some electricity. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. So let's zap right through the topics. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I think there was a phone issue. We used Vonage, not to give them a commercial or to give them a bad rap, but the phones were supposed to be online last week, and I apologize. It sounds like a lot of you were calling in, and got pretty mad at us after the show, and I had no idea. I know many of you would rather hear yourselves on the air instead of me. I got it. So don't worry. Phone lines look like they're cooking. If not, just email us, and we'll read your question if I feel like my voice will sound better than yours. No, we don't do that. We don't care. Anybody's voice sounds better than mine. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Some of you have asked about the Pawn Stars premiere, the new show starting on Thursdays, May 30th. You know more than I do. I don't know if I'm going to be on the season premiere or not. I don't usually get word until that week from the producers, so you guys know more than I. But if I do find out before you, I'll let you know. Next time I'm going to be on Pawn Stars. Pretty excited about that. All right, Powerball, $600 million. Powerball jackpot is climbing. From what we understand, two millions of the jackpot tickets have been. People have already won? They say two winning tickets were already sold. Well, then, why are we still buying Powerball jackpot tickets? I'm camping this week a little bit north of St. George, Utah, and we were going to swing by and get some Powerball. No, that can't be. That can't be. All right, you know, you guys know more than I do. Is that really how behind in the news I am? There's already Powerball winning numbers? That makes no sense to me. All right, well, I guess whoever won, congratulations. Save me $2. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, this is the show you get when we upgrade our Internet Explorer, whatever the heck it is, and I have a blue screen in front of me not telling me what to do. By the way, speaking of blue screens and LED lights, another study we talked about this week on the Dr. Dahlia Show was how the LED lights in your computers and your TV could be making you blind. Apparently, it damages the retina. We're now hearing in the latest study, I don't know, I think it was the Swedish, I'm not too sure. Again, I don't have it in front of me because of the gosh darn computer. I did type in my password, Dr. Dahlia Show, see? It doesn't matter, the password, I'm just not getting anything. I have like a bunch of white font, and I don't think it's broken, I think it's stupid. Anyway, we got to be careful with the LED lights with our computers and our TV. I mean, most of us already feel eye strain when we look for long periods of time on our computer. But now they're actually finding research that it could damage some of the cells of the retina. Now, when we were kids, our parents used to tell us, don't sit so close to the TV because it could hurt your eyes. And we listened to them. I mean, whew. Oh, man, nobody would not listen to my mama. There's no way. She tells you to get away from the TV. You say how far. You don't even argue. Right? And I really dug the whole Dukes of Hazzard thing. I mean, Bo Duke, I wanted to count the blonde hairs. That's how close I would sit to the TV. But no, but they didn't have LED lights, obviously, in the TVs then. But there is something to say about your eyes focusing on something long term, whether it's the LED lights, whether it was a 1970s television set, whether it's staring at your radio listening to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Your eyes need to move around. So telling your kids, quit, you know, playing on the computers at night when we go to sleep because you'll go blind, if they're not going to listen, just like we didn't listen to our parents when we were younger. But please be on top of this. I don't trust computers. I never have. I don't. They give me a hard time. They don't work when I need to do my show. And I think they're going to be the end of me, unfortunately. But that doesn't mean they should be the end of you all. So, try to look away. I think one ophthalmologist had recommended every 10 minutes of screen time, look away. Look away, look away, Dixieland. If you look away, that's not the song. That's what happens when the computer's down. Look away every 10 minutes. Okay, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Coming right back.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Nathan for working the dials. And a big thanks for my husband calling me and telling me what the hell to do with the supercomputer. Dina from Las Vegas writes, my fourth grader goes to, I can't say which school because it's, my fourth grader goes to blank elementary school here in the Valley. And at the latest spring conference, the teacher strongly urged me to have my son evaluated and treated for ADD. He's been struggling in school and soon will be going into junior high and high school. I abhor the idea of using medication. I know you'll tell me to take him to a doctor and let him be evaluated. See, she listens to the show. I know you'll tell me to take him to a doctor and let him be evaluated, but how many doctors do you know will not give a diagnosis? That's how physicians get paid. I don't want my son having a diagnosis on his permanent medical record. Where do I go from here? As his mom, I do not believe he has a mental illness. He's lazy and dislikes schoolwork. And okay, and she goes on. All right, so you get the... Dina, God bless you. Oh, man. All right. I know. Some of our kids, they just don't like school. Teachers are tired of dealing with them. The kids don't want to pay attention. They think it's really boring, that I before E except after C, and, you know, to dangle participles and to conjugate your verbs. And some of these kids just say to heck with it. And so the parents call you up and say, go put them on a medication. And, you know, gosh darn it, these medications, they sit there and make them focused. Right? And they'll sit there. I mean, when you're on speed, you get stuff done. You know, you got a good point. You have a very good point. And again, this is part of what we've been discussing all week on, in the last couple of days on this 1 in 5 children. 1 out of every 5 children has been diagnosed with either attention deficit or depression or anxiety or autism spectrum or Tourette syndrome, some sort of a mental, quote unquote, mental illness, which I really don't like that term. Okay, I think if somebody has attention deficit, I don't really think we should call it a mental illness. All right, I think they have a challenge ahead of them. All right, and I think that's more of a politically correct term, but you know, I don't think anybody's going to be able to properly compartmentalize what we call medical issues that appear to be not below the neck, which are somatic versus a above the neck type of thing, which could be somatic as well, but I digress. So what do you do if you have a kid that's not doing well in school and the teachers are recommending evaluation and treatment for attention deficit? Well, first of all, God bless the teachers out there. These guys spend more time with the, with our kids than we do. I mean, that's true in my case. All right. My kids spend more time with the teachers than they do with their mama. And, maybe that's what's protecting them from mental illness. You ever thought about that? Yeah, that's good parenting on my part. Good choice. And so, you know, these teachers, they even though they aren't medically trained, they learn a lot about child psychology. But that being said, they still aren't physicians, and usually what they do, or nurse practitioners or PAs, and usually what they do is they recommend that the child get evaluated. If a teacher says your child needs to be medicated, that's wrong. Teachers should not do that. A school district should not mandate somebody be medicated. Okay, that is wrong, wrong, wrong. The only people that should make that decision are the parents and the physician, but not a school district or a teacher. But where I practice in Las Vegas, I rarely have anybody say that the teacher recommends medication. And in Dina's case, it looks like the teacher did the right thing, recommended an evaluation. But what are we doing with our kids here in terms of starting them on medication because they can't do well in school? It is easier. I got to tell you, within 48 hours, these kids focus better in school. It's a hell of a lot quicker than going through learning techniques and going through study skills and going through test anxiety and telling them to sit their butt down and listen because this is important. A hell of a lot easier to throw them on a pill. But then let me ask you something. When do we take them off the pill? All right? As Dina says, her kid's going to be going into junior high. In a couple of years, junior high in Vegas starts sixth grade, sixth to eighth, eight, ninth, and then ninth grade to 12th is high school. All right. And so a lot of you, you know, when I talk about, all right, well, you know, your doctor had previously put you on this medicine. Do you want to take the child off, give them a holiday? Oh, no, no, no. They're in high school. I mean, we got classes. We got SATs. High school's the worst time to take them off their ADD meds because they need to do one in high school. Then here comes college. Oh, we can't go off the medication in college. I got college tests. We got midterms, exams. It's so hard to pay attention. Okay, now they graduate college. Now they're in some sort of a company, right? They're going to a meeting. Oh, I can't go off my ADD medicines. I'll not pay attention to the meeting. I could get fired. So when do you take them off? Now, mind you, a lot of children out there are attention deficit hyperactivity, a mix, one versus the other. It is a diagnosis out there. It's an issue. I just think we have more kids overdiagnosed because we don't have the time as parents. We don't have the facilities in our school district to offer a different type of teaching. One litmus test I use is if the kid is sitting there in my office when the parents are talking to me and they're on mom's smartphone playing a video game or listening to the Dr. Dahlia Show app, which is free on iPhone and Androids now. Had to give that a push just in case the boss was listening. iPhone app and Android app for free. Let's say the kid is sitting there listening to that. First of all, if the kid is listening to that, there's absolutely nothing mentally wrong with that kid. That kid's smart. But let's move on. If the kid's sitting there playing a game, the whole time I'm talking to mom, it's a 30-minute discussion. Kid hasn't blinked, stared away from the game. Does he really have an attentive issue? Does he? You know, you wonder, if they could sit there through the Avengers movie 5 times, right? Or watch Iron Man 3 without flinching, well, I don't think we have an attention issue. Now, the reason why I really have empathy for our both parents and our teachers is because they are up against Iron Man movies, smartphone games, these LED lights. Look at what we've done to our kids. All right, I try to make my kids watch the original Superman from the late 1970s. Why? Because I guess Superman sequel's coming out. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. I really dug. I had the biggest crush on Christopher Reeves. And so I'm like, okay, if you're going to see the real Superman, just like Red Dawn, I made them see the original Red Dawn before they saw the remake. Same thing with Total Recall. Okay, I don't want their first exposure to these classics. Yeah, I thought Red Dawn was a classic. You know, Red Dawn, I think, was the first PG-13 movie. Remember how excited we were that we got to go see a PG-13 movie because I just turned, you know, 13? Red Dawn, I think, was the first PG-13 movie. So anyway, as all these remakes are being done, okay, there's going to be a Superman remake. So if there's going to be a Superman remake, I want my kids to see original Superman. Well, the original Superman was kind of boring. I remember I was kind of bored in parts of it, but I still saw the movie, and I still made sure to see it because that's just something you did back then. You saw Superman. Well, now, oh, no, no, no. It would be considered too boring. My kids could barely sit through it. I'm like, what are you guys talking about? This is Superman. You don't think it's cool? You got a guy running around in tights and, you know, leather cape, and it's blue and red colors, and he, you know, Lois Lane is falling from a building, and, you know, there's a helicopter about to fall. And no, because they're used to Iron Man and bullets and Thors and spider webs and flashing lights and Transformers. You know, it's funny, the Transformer movie came out, and I have two brothers, one who was born when I was only 4, and then the other when I was 16. So the brother, you know, when I was 4, he grew up with me, like in the 80s. And I asked him, what did he think of the Transformer movie? And he said, it's too fast. I go, what are you talking about? He goes, the Transformer movie was too fast. Remember Transformers, Robots in Disguise? It was slower. You got to enjoy the transformation. Well, apparently the Transformer movies thought that if they went as slow as we were used to playing our Transformers, I didn't play Barbies, as you could tell when I was a kid. I played with my brother's Transformers. They were much cooler than a Barbie. What am I supposed to do with a naked Barbie? I dress her up. That was boring. Give me a Transformer. That was cool. Anyway, I noticed that with the Transformer movies too, very quick. Why does everything have to be so quick? I mean, do they really think we have attention deficit? You know, I watch Family Guy every now and then because my kids watch it, and I want to know what they're watching, and I probably need to, you know, censor what they're watching. And in radio, you have to make sure that whatever you're talking about will attract the average listener every 5 seconds because the listener can turn off. I don't know how many of you have already turned off the radio. If you did, fine, good riddance. But for those of you who are listening, usually it's because every 5 seconds we are saying something or have something in our audition, and I'm making that word up, that'll attract your ears and keep you listening and keep you focused. Well, Family Guy roughly does the same thing. Every 5 seconds there has to be something funny. Otherwise, people lose their attention. No wonder we're becoming ADD. No wonder. I mean, look at what our kids are watching. We have text messages instead of waiting for an actual phone call. We have email instead of waiting for a letter. We have fast food we get eat in the car instead of waiting for a meal. So we'll come back after break. What have you done? And what do we do if a teacher wants your child treated and medicated for ADD?
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze-Dried Guys foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. Freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comm block shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazines.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This message dares all fish oil consumers. Yes, many people now take fish oil supplements, but the makers of K48 Plus want you to know it's not what you consume, but how it is absorbed that counts. So we dare you to compare fish oil with K48 Plus. K48 Plus, an omega-3 powerhouse, is made with the highest grade and most potent dose of krill oil available, and is 48 times more easily absorbed than common fish oil. K48 Plus is both a remarkable anti-inflammatory as well as a powerful antioxidant. If you suffer from ailments such as diabetes, COPD, autism, arthritis, depression, migraines, lupus, Alzheimer's, glaucoma, joint pain, high cholesterol, memory loss, or Crohn's disease, you need to see the K48 Plus video at livepremium.net. That's L-I-V-E premium.net. Or please call 208-521-3601. That's 208-521-3601 and ask about K48 Plus. Restore hope, optimize health with K48 Plus.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. If you do go to our website, please sign into our guest book. I would love to know where you guys are listening from and why you even listen. I appreciate it. An interesting subject was brought up by the previous message on, I don't want to take my son to a doctor and get diagnosed, because you don't go to a doctor and not get diagnosed. Apparently her kid had been told by during a spring conference, parents were told by the teacher to get the child evaluated for attention deficit disorder, possibly treated because of the grades and the inattentiveness in class. Mom's concerned about taking the child to a doctor and getting diagnosed. This is actually a growing concern, especially with Obamacare coming around the bend. Oh, and please don't get me started on the IRS bullcrap that happened. Yeah, yeah. One of the people involved, I think, is now overseeing Obamacare, right? And the tax audits that can forthcome from that. Oh, that's a subject for a different day. I'll start going off. I won't be able to finish the show. Let's get out of that. I tell you. Hey, you know what, though? I can't go a show without complaining about Obamacare. So I guess that was it. Had to get it out of my system. Whew, got out of my system. Okay, now I could go on. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. But, you know, one of the subjects that was brought up a couple weeks ago by one of our listeners, one of our Las Vegas listeners, Sidewinder, he called himself. Love the guy. You know, he had gone to a doctor, and he had needed to transfer records. When he received his records from the doctor had put things in his records, like depression, anxiety, etc., that didn't exist, and had actually quoted him of quotes he never said. And he's, of course, concerned about this in case he ever wants to own a gun and, you know, government would later disallow people with, quote-unquote, mental illness to purchase a gun. So I can understand why people are getting concerned about permanent medical records, having something in there that they don't agree with. Now, mind you, I have people go back and forth yelling at me, you know, Dr. Dahlia, my blood pressure is not high. I don't have high blood pressure. And I'm like, oh, come on, your blood pressure is 160 over 100. No, don't say it's high blood pressure. Okay, fine. In my note, I'll act like I completely ignored it. I'm incompetent. I completely ignored it. You think you'll still get your life insurance or your health insurance? It says 160 over 100. Well, change it, doc. I'm not going to change it. I'm not allowed to do that. And so, you know, already there's people very concerned about what goes in the record. Dr. Dahlia, don't take any of my vitals because I don't want anybody knowing my blood pressure because I want to later get my CDL, license, my commercial driver's license. Yeah, but you need a blood pressure to get your commercial driver's license. So, you know, these guys are too smart to allow us to just stick our head in the sand and say you don't have a diagnosis. That's why you have to go for those CDL physicals so that somebody is looking at your blood pressure, making sure you're not diabetic, making sure you're not taking medications that could impair you to drive, etc. All right? But unfortunately for a lot of our drivers and our truckers out there, their medical history could prevent them from working. That's some serious stuff. So what about a child that you think is, like Dina did, was kind of lazy, didn't really like the schoolwork, maybe needs a different approach to learning? You know, this one-size-fits-all doesn't really work for all kids. Some kids learn more by using their hands. Some kids learn more by reading. Some kids learn more by memorization. Some kids learn more by song. This one-size-fits-all doesn't work. So what if you have a mom that doesn't believe her child really has attention deficit, but goes to the doctor, and when the doctor evaluates the patient, say normal or worried well is something that we used to be able to use as a diagnosis in the medical profession to get paid by insurance companies, which I think is another topic I need to rant on. All right, why do I have to give an insurance company a diagnosis? It's nobody's gosh darn business. Let me just say I saw the patient and pay me for my work. Why do I have to put a patient's diagnosis? Well, if mom is worried about something or you're worried about something, but you really don't have the disorder, all right, like let's say you're worried about thyroid disease because you haven't been able to lose weight. I can't say low thyroid as a diagnosis for that visit, time spent, labs checked. I can't do that because that's wrong. You don't have low thyroid. Same thing with attention deficit. Okay, I can't say you have attention deficit just because I was evaluating you for it. So then what do we put as a diagnosis? Well, some doctors will say inattentiveness, lack of alertness, fatigue, struggling in school. You know, I mean, they'll try, you know, and again, I think we really need to do away with that part of the insurance system where we have to give you diagnoses. The reason why the diagnoses were used is so an insurance company could exclude a pre-existing condition. Well, if that's gone with Obamacare, not that I'm glorifying Obamacare by any means, but if the pre-existing condition clause isn't relevant anymore, maybe we don't have to give diagnoses anymore. And then I could just say, I saw the patient, I evaluated them, that's it. This is the time I spent, pay me for my time, period. For now, we give a diagnosis. And I'm not sure in anybody else's particular communities, but there is a learning specialist, I believe, in our state who's a physician that will evaluate your child for a learning disorder. And from what I understand, some parents have spent up to $1,000 for this visit. And, you know, if somebody's going to receive $1,000 for an hour and a half long evaluation and a 20-page report, you got a point. I doubt at the end of those 10 pages, it'll say, perfect child, perfectly adjusted child, thank you. They're going to put some meat into that report. I'm not saying all psychiatrists or psychologists are going to give you a diagnosis, but I see where there's some concern. One of my parents was extremely upset that the school made the child go to one of these doctors, and there was all sorts of diagnoses all there. Anxiety, depression, and she's like, oh my gosh, how do I reverse this? Does he look like a depressed child? I mean, I evaluated him in the brief amount of time I had. I'm not a psychiatrist, but he looked good to me. But I mean, there was a whole page of diagnoses because this was a multiple page report. So no wonder parents are freaked out. And if parents are going to be freaked out about getting their kids checked, we're going to miss kids with depression, kids with anxiety. You know, one of the adults who had called saying his medical records is going to hurt him later if he wants to, you know, buy a weapon, if he wants to possibly later get jobs, etc. And some of you are listening to this going, wait a second, medical records are supposed to be kept private. They are. Medical records are supposed to be kept private unless your employer demands some sort of physical. And with that, some sort of physical or FMLA paperwork, you have diagnoses on there. You know how many patients need FMLA? They work in the casinos, and they get points when they lose work. So when they miss work, they get points. After a certain amount of points, they can be written up, but they could lose their job. So they say, Dr. Dahlia, look, I have anxiety, I have depression, I have this. And I'm like, you really want me to inform your employer about that? They go, I got to save my job. Where's the protection? Where's the privacy? You know, we talked about the James Holmes shooting in Aurora, Colorado, shooting suspect James Holmes during the Batman premiere back in July, and how the doctor is getting sued, Dr. Lynn Fenton, by one of the widows of somebody who was killed the night of the shooting because she didn't claim that the doctor didn't get the police involved and didn't put him on a 72-hour hold when he was talking about how he fantasizes about killing people. Well, doctors are supposed to, if you have homicidal ideation or suicidal ideation, put you on psychiatric hold. Well, the knowledge of that forces many patients to then, when they want their medications or they want their clearance, to go, I'm fine. Nope, I'm good. So please, John, tell me, do you have any depression? I know you say you hate your wife. Have you ever thought of killing her? Oh, absolutely not. No, I don't hate my wife. I love her. Everything's fine. Please give me my prescription and let me move on. You know, how do we open people up? How do we work on people's issues? How do we diagnose them and treat them if nobody trusts the privacy of their medical records? If we go on a national system where our medical records can be shared, you know, you end up on a business trip in New York, end up in the ER. The ER wants to save money, not rerunning a bunch of tests, wants Dr. Dahlia to send your records. Fine, we can send the records. Everything's electronic, fine and dandy. But again, do we have any protection of the records? So as you could see, this is a huge issue. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at AtlasSurvivalShelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or AtlasSurvivalShelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALLI. Before we get to some medical headlines, Tony was on the line over the break from Las Vegas, who's, I guess he recently had a detached retina, and he thinks computer might have been an issue, and I guess he's asking, could over-computer use, as we had discussed about the LED lights earlier, having an adverse effect on retinas, could computer use cause retinal detachment? I haven't seen really hardly any studies on that. Back in, I think, 2003, I believe some researchers looked at it and concluded no. I'd have to look up the study. I'm just going from memory. But usually risk factors for a detached retina were the back of the retina that the light hits. The retina then takes the light, sends it through the optic nerve back to the brain to process the signals. If you have any tear in the retina or a detachment from the back of the eye, that could cause blindness. Pretty serious stuff. Symptoms of that could be you get these weird flashes of light, kind of like electrical bolts of light. You see sometimes weird floaters or inability to see out of the periphery of your eye. Different visual things could be symptomatic if you're having a detached retina, and we do not mess around with that. We urge you to go to an eye doctor immediately. But usually people at risk, which is kind of interesting why Tony brought this up, are people who are severely nearsighted. Of course, those who have had like family history of retinal detachment or eye surgery or trauma to the eye, of course. But nearsightedness, this is why the studies were looking at computers years ago, because you know, people were on computers in the late 90s as the internet was starting to get more popular, but not to the degree now where you at an office will be all day long on a computer. And so there were previous studies looking at kids that would watch television and them being more prone to nearsightedness. It's true. I loved television as a kid. I loved television, yet my brother loved playing outside in the mud. And because he was a boy, he got to play outside more than me as a little girl. So I sat home, watched TV. He didn't. He played outside. I have nearsightedness. He doesn't. Now, I'm not saying just television does that, but the idea of just focusing on something, I wouldn't be surprised that it has a link to nearsightedness. So why wouldn't computer use cause nearsightedness and therefore put you more at risk for retinal detachment? I can't say that, though. I'm not an ophthalmic physiologist or whatever the heck they are that make a hell of a lot more money than I do. But I hope that answers your question, Tony. And all right, let's move on. You know, this was very interesting. Mayor Bloomberg had said in a radio show interview. Oh, it's his own weekly radio show. Mayor Bloomberg from New York City, right, the 16-ounce Coca-Cola mayor, right, who thinks he could fight obesity by cutting back on soda, had suggested that, quote-unquote, so-so students might want to consider going to trade school and becoming a plumber as a better economic bet than obtaining an expensive undergraduate degree. He said the people who are going to have the biggest problem are college graduates who aren't rocket scientists, if you will, not at the top of their class. Compare a plumber to going to Harvard College, he says. Being a plumber, actually for the average person, probably would be a better deal. Why are the liberals and Democrats always ripping on plumbers? Plumbers are brilliant. I don't understand. Where is this coming from? Well, if you don't go to Harvard, you could always be a plumber. Plumbers make damn good money. We need plumbers. We need electricians. We need construction workers. We need our truckers. What? You don't have a college degree? That's because you were a quote-unquote so-so student? What is going on? Can we please get rid of this elitist attitude? I mean, I'm very proud of my college education. I worked really hard on that. But that does not make me any smarter than a plumber, electrician, teacher, president, politician, mother, stay-home mom. Oh, no way. I was able to pass tests. All right? I was lucky enough to get a scholarship because we didn't have money to go to college. I was blessed. I was able to go to college. I like schoolwork. I was able to get into medical school. I was able to go through medical school and then residency in the 36-hour shifts. Maybe I have stamina. Maybe I have strength. Maybe I have good test-taking skills. But I'm going to tell you right now, the people in my family that didn't go to college, they're not dumb. And I really want people to get this stereotype out of their out of their minds that, you know, you have this delineation of smarts and rocket scientist genes just because you had an opportunity to go to college. All right, I know a lot of college graduates that are not using their college degree, and they're doing professions that they like to do. Some people like to work with their hands. But we do have an issue of a lot of people going to college, maybe too many. And the idea that you need a college degree to get a job may have to later, the pendulum may need to swing back the other way. We have a lot of people getting degrees, they can't do anything with them. My brother graduated law school last week. I told you all that I was on my way to L.A. to go to the Southwestern Law Southwestern Law School graduation. I behaved. I did. I did make a couple lawyer jokes. It was funny. There was it was funny. My husband was kind of leaning down to pick up something off the floor. He dropped his phone, and some of our family members behind us were like, what's going on with Corey? What happened? I'm like, well, he's ducking. There's all these subpoenas spewing all over the place. To me, that was funny at the time. So we're all making jokes, and I'm bringing noisemakers. So when my brother crossed the stage, we were all like, woohoo, yay! It was all fun, and I'm proud of him. I'm proud of him becoming a lawyer. But even during the graduation, the dean had to discuss the lack of jobs that are out there and the struggle they may have in getting a job. I was very fortunate going to medical school because I knew I'd get a job. I mean, I couldn't imagine going through postgraduate studies not thinking there's a job out there. But maybe there's just too many people going. And, maybe that's a problem with our society. Okay? We don't want to work with our hands. We only want to work with computers. I like working with my hands. If I could have been a surgeon, I would have. But I wanted to start a family, and I was told in family medicine I could still do surgery. I could, join surgeons and operate on my patients who needed it. And I was like, great, I just like working with my hands. Even with, patient charts, I don't like computers. I like having a patient chart. I like holding the lab in my hands. I'm just a very hands-on person. But Mayor Bloomberg just needs to get his act together. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a study has found that mild brain stimulation, a painless electrical stimulation to the brain, helped people perform mathematical calculations faster than people who didn't receive the shocks. Personally, I don't care. If I get the math problem done in 20 minutes versus 5, I'll pass on the electrical shocks. Thank you. But they say with just 5 days of cognitive training and non-invasive painless brain stimulation, Dr. Roy Cohen Kadosh, Roy, sounds Israeli, an experimental psychologist at the University of Oxford in the UK, said they were able to bring about long-lasting improvements in cognitive and brain functions. Well, Tov Meod, here's an example of a calculation they gave them. 32 minus 17 plus 5. And what does it equal? Okay, 32 minus 17 is a tough one because you got to put a line through the 3 and then you got to add the 1 to the 2 and then the 1 and the 2 minus 7 is 5. 15 plus 5, answer is 20. Okay, I would much rather write that down. All right, but when they gave these little shock treatments to people, they were able to do that question quicker. All right, I'll pass. Okay, I don't mind. Slow and steady wins the race. You didn't have to electric shock Albert Einstein, did you? No. All right, guys. Oh, there's so much more to talk about. Okay, don't forget we are on live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon, every single day. All right, have a great day off tomorrow. Make sure you follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Be healthy. God bless.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste? By far. Best results? By far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.